السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد، كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما، وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, I announce that inshallah we'll be having about half an hour program tonight. Whilst making tilawat of the Quran Sharif today, I came across this verse of the Quran Sharif in Surah Al-Hadid. So let us look at what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in this ayat. To make tafsir will require plenty of time, but I'm just giving you the gist or the meaning of this verse. There is a very important lesson that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives to us. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُوا. I'm not giving you the exact meaning of the words, the translation. I will give you a general meaning of this ayat. When you want somebody to pay heed and to listen attentively and to take a lesson, then you tell that person, listen carefully or know well that if you are going to do this, I am going to dismiss you, I am going to fire you. If you are going to do this, then there's going to be harm. If you are going to take this road, then this is the problem that you could experience on the way. Lots of things we say, listen carefully. We want that person to be attentive. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُ. Know ye well. What must we know well? That the life of this world, Allah Ta'ala says it starts with la'ibun wala, play and amusement. Allah Ta'ala is taking us through the journey of life, that this is what happens in our life. That first there is play and amusement. The Mufassirin have said that the word la'ib Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses first, and then he uses the word lahu. Now in English generally we translate that as play and amusement. But the Mufassirin say that the usage of the word la'ib first is referring to infancy. That in the infancy stage, the games that children play, that is la'ib. And when the child is of understandable age, or when the person is young, the games that he plays is referred to as la'ib, is referred to as lahu. Then also there is another technical difference, that la'ib are those games which have absolutely no real value, nothing at all. It's child's play, as we term it. They make sand castles and afterwards break it. Or they play such kind of games which have no real value at all. And lahu is those games which do have some benefit, but that benefit is by the way, as we call byproducts. There's no real and true benefit in the game itself. But by the way, there is some little benefit, but still it is just play and amusement, nothing else. Now if we have to look at that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about the infancy stage and the childhood stage. But if we have to look at our lives, after being people of understanding and being in our middle ages and some in old age, then the games that we are playing are exactly what Allah ta'ala refers to as lahwa and laib. Exactly the same thing. If you have to look at the number of games that have been introduced, they are running out of games now. Before we used to hear of football, cricket, one or two games, rugby, tennis, and so many other games now, that they are running short of names now for the games. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that that is the first stage, that the life begins with just amusement and play. No concern of the akhirat, and the person is not even concerned about his attire, his dressing. The little children, they will play in the sand, they will dirty their clothes, their hair will be full of dust and sand, and it will be a real task for the mothers to give them a wash. They are not really concerned of looking in the mirror how well dressed they are and how well they look. That is that infancy stage, childhood stage. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. Then the pomp and mutual boasting stage. Then comes that stage, where the person is now embellishment, fashion, designs, all those things that he sees in the market, which will make him look glamorous, and which will make him look dignified. Or even if it doesn't look him, make him look dignified, but if it is a fashion trend, then he must have those type of clothes. He will make his hairstyle following the film actors that he has seen, or the footballers, or the cricketers. If they are using gel, or they are coloring their hair, or they are wearing it like porcupines, then they will also be interested in the same thing. If those jeans came out, which were faded at the back, as one of our buzrugs used to say, that in America, although you don't see much cows on the street, but the jeans that they wear there, it seems as if the cow was licking the back of the jeans from the morning to the evening. So that becomes the stage. Allah Ta'ala says that's the next stage. Now there's a lot of mutual boasting. The person is looking into the mirror all the time. The young girl is looking into the mirror all the time. Some of the mirrors get cracked too. So much they stay into it. So this is that stage now where the person is interested in being known as somebody. He is boasting and is proud about his health, his physical fitness, or his dressing, or his hairstyle, or his... Now this becomes the stage where he's boasting about everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. There's a competition stage now. His car also, it must be the best. Everything must be of the best. Allah ta'ala says that is the next stage. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ. The life of this world, Allah ta'ala says, begins with amusement and play, and then it comes to this stage, that you will find mutual boasting and rivalry. Then وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Now the person is getting old, so now there is a bragging about how much of wealth I have got, how many children I have, how many of them are doctors, lawyers, teachers, philosophers, scientists, how many of them have got PhD degrees. There is nothing wrong with it. There is nothing wrong if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses somebody with children who are intelligent, they are muftis, qaris, professors, doctors, teachers. There's nothing wrong with that. But what we are talking about, or what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is warning us about, is that there should not be this boasting. Now this rivalry comes in that I've got so much wealth, I've got this kind of car, I've got this kind of home, I've got so much of wealth in the overseas investments. Now all this type of things happen now when old age begins to come. Now the rivalry is in children, in wealth, in properties. How many times we read, put this fence on top, how many times we read of people who are billionaires. Now a billionaire, what more does he want? But he is not stopping, he is not retiring, he is going on and on. And he wants to be recognized as the top or the leading billionaire of the world. So this comes now as old age comes on. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying us know well that this is what happens. First this play and amusement, that period of time goes away, the person wasted his time, childhood days, then came the youthful days which he should have used correctly. We are not saying that he must not make use of the namats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but there too again his concern was no such thing as of the akhirah. That he was not making this dunya a wasila for the akhirah, a means for the akhirah. His engagement in this dunya was for the sake of the dunya itself. And then that period of life also goes, and then comes old age, as Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzoob Rahmatullah Alayh, which you have heard so many times in the zikr majlis. What does he say? Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. First childhood days, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya. But then those childhood days also in play, in amusement and all that, it passed by. And when the person became jawan, then he became real majnoon. Madly in love with the things of this world or the women of the world. Madly in love with those things which are due to perish. He becomes majnoon, pagal. You cannot explain to him that you are wasting your life. Doesn't realize it. Until old age creeps in. Now he realizes that I wasted my time. Always you will notice that when you pass a certain period of time, you will think that those things which we gave greatest importance to at one stage in our lives, we are wasting our time. Little children, if you have to take away something, a little toy car that the child is playing with, and another child has to take away that car, or you have to take it away from the child, the child considers as a great possession of the child gone, got lost or taken away. And sometimes they put up such tantrums over little things which are absolutely useless in our sight. We consider this foolish. But that is exactly what happens. At that stage we consider that to be the most important thing in our life. Then when we come youth, then at that time we consider that to be the most important. When old age creeps in, then we consider all that to have been just a waste of time. So in the same way, when akhirat will come, then we will realize that even that what we were boasting about in old age was a waste of time. What did we take across with us? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. So Hazrat Khaja sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he says that is what happened. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya. In old age, pain in the head, pain in the body, pain everywhere. The person's sight is affected, his hearing, his speech, everything is affected. So again, old age is a problem. And then ajal will come, death will come and take the person away. But I think I mentioned in one of my majlises that one undertaker told me that last year 60% of those that he buried were under 25 years of age. 60% of those that he buried was under 25 years of age. Accidents, murders, under 25 years of age or 30 years of age. So where we are going to wait for old age in these days? Then Allah Ta'ala gives an example. كَمَثَلِ غَيْسٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ. Allah Ta'ala gives an example, a similitude. That what is the example? He says, like that person who has tilled the land. The person who has tilled the land, and then the rains came, he had planted the crops or flowers or any kind of greenery, any shrubs, anything you can take. Now when the rains came down, then from the ground all these type of crops and vegetation and greenery and shrubs and flowers and everything bloomed. Everything came forth. And it gave great delight to the farmer. When he saw the crop, now it gave him great delight. When he saw the fruits of his effort, it gives him great delight. But then what happens? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that after that, summa yahiju fatarahu musfarra. Then it begins to wither. Now that which was blooming, which was so attractive to the eye, which was giving such delight and such pleasure, but now it begins to wither. And after some time, you see that it has turned yellow. And then it crumbles, and that's the end of it. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ هُطَامًا. It crumbles and perishes. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ. And then there will be two groups of people. Either it will be that group who, although they took pleasure from all these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, youth, old age, and wealth, health, whatever it is, then they made use of it in accordance with Allah ta'ala's will and desire. So then for them, Allah ta'ala says it will be maghfirat, forgiveness, and Allah ta'ala's pleasure. And for the kuffar, and for the disbelievers, and for those who rejected Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's teachings, or those who did not make a preparation in this world for the hereafter, then for them is going to be azab shadid, very severe punishment, very severe punishment. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And this worldly life is nothing but a deception. It's nothing but a deception. If you have to look at the worldly life, it is a deception. That every person believes that he is going to be remaining with his property, with his car, with his furniture, with his home, with his family, forever and ever on the surface of this earth. Everyone knows fully well that there is such a thing as death, but very little does Shaitan allow us to think of our death. He deceives us, and he always gives us high hopes that you are going to live for a very, very long time. We see janazas of young children leaving our homes, but still we cannot take ibrat from those janazas. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the different stages and gives us a warning that we should not become so foolish. We should not be arrogant. We should not be proud. We should not be deceived by shaitan and our nafs. We are created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We are living in this world, and Allah himself has created the entire universe for the sake of man. And not only man, but for the sake of the believers. The disbelievers are enjoying the ni'mats on the surface of this earth and in the heavens and in this and beneath the earth. All the ni'mats that Allah ta'ala has got, the disbelievers are enjoying it because of the believers. The believers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has created everything for them. The disbelievers are just enjoying it because of these believers that are on earth. Because the day that there's going to be no one remaining on earth saying Allah, Allah ta'ala will destroy the universe. So what happened is that nobody remained on the earth recognizing Allah ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy the heavens and the earth. He will destroy everything. The gold mines and the silver mines. And everything that is in this earth, Allah tabaraka, in this universe, Allah ta'ala will destroy it. Why? Because there's nobody left now to make use of it and recognize the Creator. Until there were people that were using it, but recognizing the giver of these ni'mats, Allah ta'ala retained it. The day that there was nobody left now to recognize Allah Ta'ala, they became just animals in human form. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will destroy it. So we can see that Allah Ta'ala is not stopping us. How many places in the Quran Sharif Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about giving it in our subjugation. Sakhara lakum shamsa wal qamar. Allah Ta'ala so many places talks about musakhar, having given it to us in our subjugation, all these things. Then make use of it. But let not these stages of life cause us to divert from the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. That's all that is required. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Whatever occupation we are in, but we must be ba khuda. As we always talk about ba wuzu, that the person stays with wuzu all the time. There is no doubt there's great fazilat and great virtue of remaining in wuzu all the time. But my Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Qiyumud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he said a very beautiful thing. He says, is zamane mein main kehta hoon ke ba wuzu na ho to na ho. He says, even if you can't remain in wuzu all the time, there's no sin. You will not be questioned on the day of Qiyamah that why didn't you remain in wuzu all the time. Allah Ta'ala will not ask us that why didn't you remain in wuzu all the time. Yes, it's a virtue, it's a fazilat, we should try and stay in wuzu, but it's not compulsory, it's not necessary. And he says, especially looking at our health these days, we can't even keep our wuzu long time. The food that we eat creates so much of gas and wind that we can't even keep our wuzu for a long time. But what is necessary is that the person must stay ba khuda all the time. Ba wuzu is not compulsory, but to be ba khuda, to be with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is important. The person has to be all the time in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching every move of his, every action of his. Now if he is going to be conscious of this, then he can do all the activities that are permissible. He will go to his business, but he's ba khuda. He will go to his profession, he's ba khuda. He will go to his farm, he's ba khuda. He will go for tour and visit, he's still ba khuda. He will be at the airports, he will be in the holiday resort, anywhere, but he will be ba khuda, that he knows that my Allah is watching. Therefore, I cannot indulge in those things that are displeasing to my Allah. So that is something that is important and necessary. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes these stages, giving us the clear warning that finally it is going to end with death. Death is going to come. Aane wali kis se tali jayegi, jaan teri jaane wali jayegi. Aane wali kis se tali jayegi, jaan teri jaane wali jayegi. Rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi, rooh rag rag se nikali jayegi, tujh pe ek din khaak dali jayegi. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Who can prevent death from coming? It will come. From every vein and every part of the body, the ruh and the soul will be extracted. Allah Ta'ala has put it into the body, he is going to make the angel of death take it out from the body. One day sand is going to be put over you. Sand will be put over us. We cannot prevent it from coming. So all that is required is that we must be conscious of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's presence, that he is watching. If only we can just believe, not just have the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala being all-seeing. All of us have the knowledge. Allah is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. But if only we can make it our belief that Allah Ta'ala is indeed watching, he is hearing, he is all-knowing, then that's the end of the person's sins. Then again, but accidentally again, he can commit some sin. He's a human being, and there's a lot of hikmat and wisdom in that. Sometimes even a pious person can make a slip and commit some sin. But the reason for that is Allah Ta'ala wants to then make this person realize that it was the tawfiq of Allah which was given to him that he was making ibadat, zikr, tilawat and staying away from haram. But probably that pride had come into his heart that now I am strong and I am restraining myself. I am doing this and I am doing that. So the person makes a slip and he comes to his senses. The balance comes right. Now again he makes plenty of tawbah and istighfar and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not only forgives him, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes him his mahbub. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Look at Allah ta'ala's mercy, his kindness. Look at Allah ta'ala's compassion upon mankind. Our weakness Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes into consideration. That man is going to fault, going to make mistakes. So therefore he keeps the doors of tawbah open. But as I have repeatedly said, that don't use the ayat Inna Allaha Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor, He is most forgiving and most merciful. Don't use that ayat to commit sins. We use that ayat to commit sins. Why do we commit sins? Because Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Now that is not the meaning of that ayat. That we purposely go on committing sins because Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Yes, accidentally we committed sins. Now Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, so make plenty of tawbah istighfar. But don't let it become a habit. Don't be persistent. Allah Ta'ala does not like that a person is persistent in sins. Like that, even if his tawbah breaks 1,000 times, his tawbah breaks 100 times, then make sincere tawbah again. Have no intention of returning to that sin. But again the person slipped and fell, make tawbah again. But not that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, so therefore I will go on committing sins and I will keep on making tawbah. That is not a believer. Yes, but a believer can still make mistakes 100 times. Jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu dabale, kabhi wo dabale. This battle, this wrestling match between oneself and shaitan, it will go on and on. Sometimes you will overpower shaitan and nafs, sometimes they will overpower you. But then what must we do? Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to break that rishta of muhabbat. How loving He is, how compassionate and kind He is. Allah Ta'ala could have told us 10 times that you did the same thing, 100 times you committed the same sin, get out from here and you are rejected like shaitan also. Just after 2 times a father says, get out from the house. How many times must I tell you? The teacher gets angry. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us everything and then sees us committing those evils and disobeying Him. And yet He says that come back, come back. No matter how far you may have gone, but come back. Allah ta'ala is prepared to take us back. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. If the thread snapped 100 times, then 100 times join it again. With tawbah you join it. And get connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then see what sukoon Allah ta'ala gives in the heart. We all want sukoon, we want tranquility, we want peace, we want happiness. And all those things are conditions of the heart. We can buy the means of comfort with our wealth and with our property. We can buy the means of comfort. There are mattresses now, they say that it must put you to sleep. But lots of people bought those mattresses and never felt off to sleep. They remained awake the whole night and they still had to take Valium, 5 tablets. Mattresses cannot put us off to sleep. All these are things that we can buy. They are the means of comfort. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is the one who gives in the heart peace and tranquility and serenity and comfort. then even if the person doesn't have the means of comfort inside, he will have Allah Ta'ala with him, then he'll be in gardens. But if he's got the means of comfort but hasn't got Allah Ta'ala with him, then there'll be nothing but a life of restlessness. May Allah Ta'ala forgive each and every one of us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to connect ourselves very firmly and strongly with him. And when in whichever stage of life we are, we must consider that to be the last stage of our life. We must not wait for the next stage. The person who is 15 or 16 years of age, he must not say that I will definitely see 80 years of life. He must consider that to be his last stage of life. The person who is in middle age, he must consider that to be his last stage of life. And the person who is in old age, then of course there's no such thing as returning to youth after that. He has already got what Allah Ta'ala describes in the Quran Sharif as nazir, a warner. White hair is already something that warns a person that now you must prepare for the grave. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin mubarik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہمارے صغیرہ کبیرہ عمدا خطا ظاہری باطنی ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہم نے اپنے بچپن کے اندر اور جوانی کے اندر اور بڑھاپے کے اندر اے اللہ اتنے گناہ کی اور اتنی خطائے کی. میرے پیارے خدا ہم نے ذرا بھی آخرت کی فکر نہیں کی، لیکن تو رحیم ہے، تو کریم ہے، تو غفار ہے، تو ستار ہے، تو معاف کرنے والا خدا ہے. اے اللہ ہم جیسے بھی ہے، نالائق ہے، ناپاک ہے، گندے ہے، سیاکار ہے، بدکار ہے، لیکن میرے پیارے خدا ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے. Forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters and the entire امت of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پوری امت آج پریشان حال ہے، پیلسٹائن کے اندر، چچنیا میں، بوسنیا میں، کشمیر میں، ہندوستان میں. اے اللہ سارے عالم کے اندر حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبوب امت پریشان حال ہے. اے اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو تو دور فرما، اے اللہ ان کی نصرت اور مدد فرما، اے اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما، جو قرض دار محتاج اور تنگ دست ہیں ان کی تنگ دستی کو دور فرما، جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو اولاد صالح عطا فرما، جن کے پاس اولاد ہیں ان کو نیک اور تیری فرما بردار اولاد بنا. اے اللہ ایک دن اس دنیا سے جانا ہے اور تیرے پاس آنا ہے، جب ہمارا تیرے پاس آنے کا وقت آئے تو میرے اللہ ایسی حالت میں ہمیں اٹھانا کہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو. او اللہ let our death be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in adultery, in fornication, in stealing, in fraud, in gambling. Ay, mere pyare Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'uzu bika min sharri ma sta'aza minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.